Hello and welcome to the Geeks Codex podcast. We have returned. This is officially episode number 17. I thought you were going to jump in and do that thing again.
We're so unprepared.
Which is perfect because that's the edit I can use.
Yeah, exactly.
Capture the frag.
And we're talking about things, which I don't know how Paul's going to edit around, because we've already had like a half an hour conversation about speedrunning and Westworld.
We haven't actually had a conversation about anything. We've had a conversation about what we will have a conversation about.
Which still counts as content. I mean, if you check YouTube these days, that's actually what content is.
Talking about other things.
Yeah. It's like delivering a microservice. You just keep breaking it down.
Podcast reacts to podcast. Yes.
And I have episode 15 here for us to react to. Oh, we can't use React. No. Another lawsuit.
I don't know if they actually got away with it in the end. Doesn't matter.
So before I forget the usual format of things, hi, I'm Briggy. I'm the usual host returning. I'm also joined by...
Paul.
Cat.
And nobody else is here because they'll have bad things to do. Luke is ill. Phil probably didn't get an invite because we didn't put it in the right chat. And
wow.
Chris didn't want to be here, and Joe only just found out about it on the way here to drop all the stuff up earlier, so...
Chris growled.
Yeah, Chris growled.
Joe so, needs to sleep.
We're a little light on our feet for this return episode, the first episode of 2017. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on, and we'll probably cover none of it.
Good.
Which is how we usually roll. So, you want to start us off?
Time travel. This year is all about time travel.
Yeah.
You know what else? You know what another series that is chronologically fucked?
What?
Star Wars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, that would make sense. 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 7. Rogue One.
Which is kind of two and a half.
Oh my god. Woody Harrelson's in the
Young Han Solo project. Yes. Of course. Yes. I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean?
Because he's a bit hit or miss.
He's not.
He is.
Name a miss.
Movies I didn't see. I'll be honest. I've only really ever watched him in Zombieland.
What? Woody Harrelson is hit or miss. I've only ever watched him in Zombieland.
Because I know he's been in other stuff. Oh, wait, he was in The Hunger Games, wasn't he? Then, which care for those?
No Country for Old Men.
He's amazing.
Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers is, if you're going to name anything, Natural Born Killers.
I remember the last time I watched that movie.
We did that not long ago.
So
it was on. We watched it again. It's amazing.
So like, comment, and subscribe, and tell us how you feel about Woody Harrelson being in the Young Han Solo project.
I was going to talk
about
that.
You know what's
more
interesting is who's going to direct that? Do we actually have a director for the Young Han Solo?
We do. I can't remember.
Is it Gareth Edwards? Can it just be Gareth Edwards forever now?
I don't know.
Can he just do the entire anthology?
No, it wouldn't be very fun if they were just being miserable and down.
No,
they're
all having different ones.
No, but that's because they alternate. We got all the uppers with the main franchise stuff.
No, this is the wacky side thing.
We got all the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is wacky side. This is like... what's it called?
A side of mac and cheese with your burger?
No, this is...
Oh wait, there's other reasons to be excited about the Young Han Solo project. Constantly, Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian.
Yes.
Like, have you seen the guy that got to play Han Solo? Not sure how I feel about him.
I thought he wasn't 100%.
I'm loading it up now on IMDb, which has never lied to me before, and it can be trusted every time for accurate... film-based knowledge. Directors, Phil Lord. I don't know who that is. Phil Lord and two directors, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller.
Well, check on them. Don't know who they are.
Christopher Miller is someone.
Oh, Emilia Clarke's going to be in it too.
Yes.
Young Leia? That would be stilly. They shouldn't do that.
That would be stilly.
That would be stilly.
Don't be jelly.
Alden Ehrenreich? I don't know how you pronounce his name. That's the Young Han Solo.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of things.
Oh, yeah, I do know.
Okay, cool. Oh, he was in, what, Hail Caesar? Don't know what that is.
It's like a TV drama thing,
isn't
it?
I don't think I've seen any of this stuff. Cool, he's an unknown. Excellent. That's all I want to know. It's good, because... Okay, so Christopher Miller directed such... Well, he produced the Lego movie, so that's already good. The Lego Ninjago movie. An untitled animated Spider-Man project. What's he directed, though? He's going to have a directing credit. 21 Jump Street. Okay, cool. 22 Jump Street. Okay. And a Lego movie.
Yep.
There you go.
And he directed an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Okay. And Phil Lord. Please be just as good.
Phil Lord, I know, but I don't know
Please why. Have the exact same credits. He has the exact same credits. They work together.
There you go, then.
Oh my god, so we're getting a young Han Solo project with Donald Glover in it from the guys that made 21 and 22 Jump Street.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm so excited now. Woody Harrelson, you don't even need to be in this movie.
That's just harsh.
You don't. Just give Donald Glover and this new guy. Just have them buddy up.
Well, yeah.
And at some point, Donald Glover will lose the Millennium Falcon to Han Solo in a game of cards. And they, oh, that's referencing episode 5, which is the best one.
Yeah. There we go.
Can we spoil Rogue One now?
No.
Why?
Some people
By the time this goes up.
No. I genuinely know people who haven't watched it yet.
You can't.
Well, they're not here.
No, you can't.
Aww.
Yeah, just don't do it.
They get the plans for the Death Star.
Oh my gosh, can't believe you did that. Can't believe you did that.
Some of them die.
Can't believe you did that either.
None of them die.
Can't believe you did that.
Death is in the movie. Not as a character, but as an abstract concept.
Well,
that they're all fully aware of.
It has a lot of stars and a lot of war.
It's got a lot more war than the previous Star Wars.
It has a lot more war than any other Star Wars.
And Alan Tudyk returns as my favourite character ever. Like, Alan Tudyk, stop being in... No, keep being more keep being amazing sci-fi shows where you play a pilot.
Yeah, don't ever stop being in things.
Don't stop being in sci-fi projects where you're a pilot.
K2SO is a leaf on the wind.
Always has to die, though. He's
a droid, though, which means like it doesn't follow the usual rules.
Does. He was a hacked droid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have put himself in the cloud. K2 could be part of like Google Drive. Just whoosh. You don't know that. He could be the only...
What's the Google Drive?
You can play it back. Just do like 4 or 5 of them in quick succession in the edit now. That is a Star Wars cloud.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's where Ben Kenobi goes. Oh, Ben Kenobi, back himself up.
Luke, I'm in the cloud, Luke.
Boy. Boy.
Did you know that wasn't me?
I think I do a young Qui-Gon project and just have Liam Neeson do Taken, but in Star Wars. Because I would watch that for an anthology movie.
There's a problem with that.
What?
Wanting him to be young.
Yeah, but Liam Neeson ages backwards.
Or
he's got like a Benjamin Button thing going on.
Or you could use
He's a tree
things.
Now.
He's a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, he was in that really heartfelt movie that was at the front of every single time I went to go see Rogue. I saw Rogue One 3 times.
Yeah.
And it was a trailer in front of each one. Logan is... Easily trailer of the year.
Not even.
It was
not
even.
Logan has the best trailer. Logan's trailer is so good that the movie will not be as good.
That's not fair.
It won't be. That movie will not be as good as that trailer.
That's cheating.
That trailer's stunning.
That's fact. Yeah. That's still not making the best trailer ever.
What trailer is better than that Logan trailer?
New or the sequel to Blade Runner?
Got a good trailer. Don't have Johnny Cash playing in the background.
Yeah.
No, that trailer was made by someone that knows what the comic book is about.
About the film that's making you buy.
No, that's someone who knows how to sell a really bad X-Men.
That trailer is made by the polar opposite of whichever team made the Ghostbusters trailer. They looked at that and went, we want it to be all the things that this trailer isn't. And they went, yeah, okay, so you want a good trailer.
So we don't want female Ghostbusters. We're going to have a man who doesn't kill ghosts.
I don't mean the movie, I mean the trailer making aspect, yeah.
He said all the things from the trailer was sorry.
Yeah, everything about that trailer was terrible and everything about the Logan trailer was great.
Everything?
It made me feel.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's really wrong with like that trailer?
Patrick Stewart.
And I wanna see it, so.
Patrick Stewart is there's never, never, ever a time a Patrick Stewart doesn't get a plus from me. Forever.
Not even old doddering Xavier looking like a
Is Patrick Stewart on screen? It's great. Yep. More Patrick Stewart, please. More Jean-Luc Picard.
You can't just live off that forever.
You can, and also that one time he was in Extras, it was hilarious. If you have his if I remember to put a link up, just YouTube it, Patrick Stewart in Extras, it's that whole bit.
I see everything.
Doesn't matter, I've already seen everything. Yep. Yeah. He can live off that for as long as he wants. That's like a plus for me.
It's such a weird show, his Extras, because... So Ricky Gervais in, and
Ricky Gervais is good when he's allowed to do what he wants to do.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's good when he's allowed to do what Stephen Merchant wants him to do.
How did you feel about The Invention of Lying?
What?
The Invention of Lying.
It weren't great.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
You know what?
Did I watch
Derek.
It?
That is what Ricky Gervais does.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Derek's great.
No.
What?
No.
It wasn't
wrong.
Funny.
No.
No, but it was heartfelt. It was a good
show.
It was not. It was heartfelt in the way that the end of Shaun of the Dead is heartfelt. As in, it's
what?
A big
no.
pile of soppy shit.
It's actually, oh my god, no.
No, it's not heartfelt.
Derek is great.
No, there's no love from there. That's all
it
just like, it's all facade.
And insincere.
Oh, I don't agree with that whatsoever.
No.
He was actually dealing with family in the same way that he was dealing with family in real life in that show.
That's probably how he deals with it in real life.
That's where the creative process for Derek came from, is, you know, him working through personal issues in the way that he does, which is to write material. And it I thought it came through. Derek's an old show anyway. It's definitely like this, even less timely than everything else we're talking about. I say watch Derek.
I said that. Watch Extras. Extras is actually good.
Extras is much
Extras
funny.
Is good. Derek is good. The Invention of Lying is a good movie.
Derek
The Office is not good.
The Office is good.
No. The Office.
The UK Office is shite.
No,
UK Office
wrong.
Is one of the worst shows. It's
you're
absolutely
you're
terrible.
Wrong. You're wrong.
The American Office is significantly better in every way.
That is
it's different. It's not better.
No, The American Office is better.
No.
Season 2 onwards of The American Office is some of the best television that NBC have ever produced of all time.
It's good, but it's different. It's not the same. It's not the same. You can't go... If you're going to do comparisons, like apples to apples in terms of The Office, the major issue they have in the English Office is...
It's a sour apple.
No.
The American one is a candy apple.
No. Major issue is Ricky Gervais.
He didn't want to even
do
the show the way it came out.
No.
And it comes across. It's not a good show.
No.
You can't build
Ricky
a show literally
Gervais.
On cringe.
No.
That's what the r/cringe tried to have an entire subreddit dedicated to it, and it collapsed in on itself. Cringe does not sustain.
Cringe can continue to go on.
Which is why it was only like 6 episodes long.
No, it was 12. It had attempts at genuine heartfelt. You know what happened? After all of that, even he kept stringing it out, and then he released a movie because Ricky Gervais can't do it on his own.
Because Ricky Gervais likes the character of David Brent, but didn't want... The entire storyline in Extras is him pointing out how The Office, his previous creation, was subverted by the BBC into something that it wasn't supposed to be. Into something that he didn't want it to be. That's the entire subtext for Extras, is him getting that out.
That's the entire subtext that he wants you to believe is the subtext. He's written that with Stephen Merchant, and Stephen Merchant has carried him through that. Stephen Merchant carried him for most of his career. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, you guys have kind of totally gone rogue.
Rogue
One.
Season 2.
Stereo.
Yeah. Like Rogue 7.5.
We got 14 years to come out. Because there'll definitely be a sequel to Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rogue One is sequel material.
Of course there'll be a sequel.
In this called Star Wars Episode 4.
I wish podcasts could capture the face I just pulled.
But no, there will actually be a Rogue One sequel as well, eventually. It's Disney.
Even starring your favourite droid from the cloud.
No. It will be the story of people who were inspired by Rogue One's events to do something of a similar ilk.
Star Wars?
Yes, Star Wars. It's literally...
No, what are you talking about?
No, Star Wars had Rogue One. We will have Episode 7 having its Rogue One.
No, because the next one will definitely be called Star Wars Many Bothans, an anthology story. And it will deal with the stealing of this planet to the second Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is just going to be Rogue One, but with different characters.
Yeah, that would be the sequel.
I mean, there's no reason they couldn't use the same characters, but it would be different marketing. More toys.
There you go.
Not because I need to be dead or anything.
Yeah. Oh.
Doesn't matter. I mean, Peter Cushing's been dead, 12 years? Looks great. Looks fantastic for a guy who's been
impressive.
Dead.
I was going to say something, and then I realised that I was going to say the Carrie Fisher thing. It's like, oh no, she has actually died recently, so that's
yeah.
Sad. Because she looks great.
Looking great for someone's been dead for 2 weeks.
Well, no, she was looking great for someone who was at that point.
Wow.
Not dead.
Old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, CGI make anybody look good.
Wow.
Does mean
that. You CGI me. I could be in movies. But it's just more cost effective to get someone that already looks good and not CGI them. One day, Paul.
One day
it'll be so cheap to CGI people, I can be a movie star. Instead of audio only.
And at that point, people stopped watching movies.
Yep, that's how it works.
Ah, you can be a movie star. No one does movies anymore. But it's just.
But like, you could be one.
Yes, it's what you want. It'll only cost you £4,000. You could be Luke from Star Wars. Still getting cut. Anyway. So moving on. So we've done Star Wars.
We did.
What else?
Star Wars was good.
I don't feel we can do Westworld until Boogie watches the last two episodes.
We'll do TV from the internet.
Westworld's good. That's still going on.
Yeah.
No one knows. No one ever will record this. Episode 8 is great. Most recent episode. Definitely not two more episodes I've not watched yet.
What?
Star Wars came out after the
Oh, yeah, good point. Anachronisms.
Paradox is time travel. Whoa, about 2017.
That's what I was going to say. When we were watching Dirk Gently, Paul was like, what do you mean it's going to be about time travel?
I didn't say what do you mean it's going to be about. You know what? Say what you want. Go on. Talk all you need
just
to.
Just cut me out.
Yes. It's so good. I cut out your lights. I can do that now. I can alter reality. I'm a fucking X-Man.
Here you go, Paul.
Not a god or anything. Just Paul. An X-Man.
Yeah. Amazing. Clever. Not. He said it's the amazing, best, great, intelligent. So you can add all those good words about yourself together and make an amazing sentence.
Balls. There you go, that's a freebie.
What do you love, Bricky?
Wow. He really, really likes licking.
Thought that was a freebie.
Yeah. Stop scratching your...
Put away your... there we go. I'm leaving it in that order as well.
After the fourth one, people now realise it's pre-recorded.
Yeah. Can you get one of those little things where we just like have a button like for next podcast when other people are here and it's just Boogie's voice going, balls!
I could, with a lot of effort.
It'd be quite funny though.
Get yourself an Arduino.
There's probably an app for that. Get yourself an albino. That's so racist.
I've coded on albino before. It's really easy. It's a bit pale.
I'm trying to think of jokes, but they're all horrible.
You have the power to cut them, Paul.
Yes, I have the power mentally to cut them.
That's self-censorship.
Yes. Telekinesis, come on.
They're literally doing Big the Cat's Story from Sonic Adventure DX as its own speedrun right now.
Oh, what's that on?
That's on Twitch.
What's Twitch?
Wow, Kat, showing how far out of the popular culture you are.
Touché. Well done, Kat. Go on, Brookie, what's Twitch?
It's that place where you live stream things where people are making way more money than we are by doing fucking nothing. Other than apparently playing video games. But right now, the thing I'm watching is AGDQ, which is Awesome Games Done Quick, which is one of the speedrunning events that happens throughout the year. It's a benefit charity. This time, they're benefiting Prevent Cancer. And by the time you hear this, the event will be over, despite it being 24/7 for an entire week of nothing but speedruns. We are currently recording on a Thursday, so we're most of the way through what's happening, but we still have some of the really cool events coming up.
That would be the case if I wasn't live streaming this directly to Facebook.
Are you?
No.
You better not have been. Some stuff needs cutting.
Balls.
Don't cut my balls. There's another line for you to cut and reuse. Yeah, so I've been watching AGDQ for the last couple of days, staying up way later than I should do. I also had like a 4-day weekend thing going on, so the first couple of days I got to just sit and watch the entire thing while playing EVE Online. Yes, I play EVE Online now. not a big deal, just Eve. So I've been watching this for a while, and some of the standout runs this year have been the Mega Man 1 race was pretty amazing to watch. Shovel Knight was another race that was worth watching. Doom 2016 was kind of interesting. Most of the old games though, as well as the Super Mario ones, there's a Super Nintendo game that I'd never actually seen before that got run earlier this week, which is Smart Ball. Which was I don't know if how many of the team it shares, but at least the art director was Ken Sugimori, who of Pokemon fame.
Yeah.
So a lot of the sprites look kind of Pokemon-esque, and you play as this gelatinous ball child.
Gelatinous ball.
Yeah,
child.
Smart ball. I believe it's supposed to be like Jelly Boy, but his name is Jerry. You actually pick the letters up in the game, so I'm wondering if the Super Nintendo North American version was just a little bit racist in making it English from Jelly Boy to Jerry.
That's entirely possible.
Mm. But it's actually a pretty cool game. Like, you have to climb up walls and stuff by sticking to the walls, and it's got some really interesting like mechanics to it. It's worth watching the speedrun, because I knew nothing about this game going in, and it was a really fun watch, and did it in a reasonably good time. But anything that comes in less than 20 minutes on AGDQ tends to be a fun watch, because you get like a compressed experience of someone that really has dedicated all their time to a specific game.
Or they really know how to break it.
The Mega Man runs are great because they were using the magnet beam to do some insane skips that I hadn't seen before. So that was super interesting. Some of the commentators this year have been great to like explain what's going on. The Shovel Knight run was great for that. Oh my god, Mighty No. 9 run. A game I haven't actually gone around to yet, despite being a Mega Man fan. And probably because I'm a Mega Man fan, I haven't gone around to it because it's got a bad rep.
What, because you don't spend your time exactly trying to make
However, the runner for Mighty No. 9 was the best guy. He's a super weeb. Like, but he's so excited and upfront about his weebishness that he came off as massively endearing. And the crowd, even Twitch chat, who started out hating the guy, in about 5 minutes of this Mighty No. 9 run, were all like going, this guy is the best runner we've seen. So, yeah, he made it entertaining. So it's bits like that, moments that are worth picking up. There's a subreddit as well, which speedrunning and for AGDQ. Just Google it. They tend to put the moments up from 2015, 2016, things worth watching. And I can't tell you anything after this recording of the podcast that's worth watching, but what I'm anticipating should be good, the ones I'm really looking forward to personally, would be the... scroll to what's coming up soon. Kirby Dream Land 3, I'm looking forward to seeing. If I had the time, I'd sit and watch the Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, but that's like 3.5 hours of speedrunning. Star Wars Shadow of the Empire and Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi should be good. Metal Slug 3 is happening. Contra, Super C, Contra 4. Kirby Superstar should be good. They're doing a Donkey Kong Country Trilogy Relay. Should reiterate, if you're listening to this, these are now up on the Twitch, because this will definitely not go up before this event ends, so all these are available to watch now. Super Mario 3D Land, Minish Cap, they're both cool. Darkwing Duck, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom should be a good one. The entire TAS block.
Yay!
So TASBot versus NES Classic, TASBot plays Super Mario Bros. 3, TASBot dominates Mega Man 1, and TASBot plays A Link to the Past, as well as TASBot plays the community choice. And then the last couple of events that, and this is the reason I'm staying awake over the weekend, is Dark Souls 3, followed by Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker HD, followed by Super Metroid, which is easily one of the best speedrun events of the year, and Undertale, where they're planning to do a true pacifist ending. And that'll be the entirety of this year's Games Done Quick. And as of this recording of the podcast, they are currently at $657,000 raised to aid prevent cancer. I'll personally be making a donation towards Kill the Animals for Super Metroid, so I'll be doing that before
Save
the end.
The
For context, Super Metroid, there's a choice at the end. You kill the animals or save the animals. Save the animals takes longer, so a lot of people made a joke out of it. It's a long-running community joke within Games Done Quick. So when you hear people making donations with hashtag kill the animals, they don't mean kill actual animals. Unless otherwise specified, there are a few people.
Yeah,
they get moderated.
that is one of the only things with this particular thing is because it's on Twitch.
Yeah,
you get Twitch people, but then they pay towards charity, so it's kind of good.
Yeah, you can kind of. I mean, it's just someone saying things. Maybe if it's slightly offensive, but they're putting money towards prevent cancer, which is the bigger deal.
Yeah,
and speedrunning in itself is kind of cool. I used to know a guy who did Mega Man speedruns, and they were pretty interesting to watch him figure out. I've tried looking him up since to see if he actually got any of his stuff up there, but because he did Mega Man 9 in 35 minutes, which is actually should be registered somewhere in the top 20 for worldwide runs. He put photo evidence of his run on Facebook a couple of years back. Not on there. If I cared more, I might contact him about it. But that was the last time I got into speedrunning, so it would have been about 2009 that I was part of that community in any way, shape, or form. I figure we might have to do our own Geeks Codex attempt at a speedrun. We should pick a game between us all. And I tried bringing this up before. I tried getting y'all to do Mega Man speedrun, but if we pick a game between us, we should all run it in our own time and see who can log best time.
That would be quite fun.
Yeah, right?
Specifically if it was Mario, because that's what I'm best at.
Which one?
The speed.
Which Mario?
Any, but not the 3D kind.
So, I'm always for early NES games. I was actually going to say DuckTales.
DuckTales is a good one.
But I really like the idea. Have you said about them when they do the mystery thing?
Oh, no, they're doing the... that is happening after this podcast, and I'm hoping I get a chance to catch it. They're doing the... It's officially called... It's a race. They're doing a blind race for the Mystery Game Tournament, which the races that happen on AGDQ, you got anywhere to 2 to 4 guys all lined up, sat playing the same game, all starting at the same time. And as usual, it's whoever is just time trial based. Whoever gets to the end first takes that time. But the Mystery Game Tournament, last event, it was Mario Maker. So they were still having the mystery element of it, but they knew they were going to be playing Mario Maker and the levels were being picked by the community, I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly. This time around, we don't even know what the game is. So at some point, starting at 9:52 PM GMT, so an hour from now, they'll be putting in the mystery game and they'll be doing the blind races for it. So I am looking forward to seeing how that goes.
Yeah, I really like the gamble idea of that. Because I think if we did it, it'd be really fun to like maybe pick for us to pick a hat.
Oh, okay.
Or have someone who's not doing it pick a game for us.
That would be cool. I imagine if we were to do it ourselves and then extend it out to the community, our very small community that we have, after we've done it in first times, so that'd be quite interesting.
I can subscribe, suggest a game.
Yeah, suggest a game. I would quite like to either run DuckTales or Mega Man 2. They're my jam.
I would say I quite like Quackshot in terms of speedrunning because it's got an open world map, so it's that thing. It's an open world, but it's got a choose the levels in the order that you prefer, and so there are different ways to run it.
So I was thinking of smaller games for people. Can't remember how big Quackshot is in the end, but smaller games because not a lot of us. I could say Super Metroid, but I mean, first time I ever completed Super Metroid is a 24-hour playthrough.
Yeah, Quackshot is
over place. Like 3 or 4 months when I was a kid. So
it's a Mega Drive game. It's like 4 hours at most.
If nothing else, Sonic 2.
Sonic 2 is the classic.
Sonic 2 is a great game to speedrun. Just log times to Sonic 2. Great.
You do Sonic 2, and then you do a all Emerald Sonic 2. To see how
it's going to be an any percent run. Any percent run.
Save the animals.
Kill the animals. So yeah, that's it's worth watching. I mean, they do this twice a year. And everything is available either on their YouTube channel or on their Twitch channel. And you can usually get like the VOD stuff. So
it was pretty interesting. And my cat really liked watching Sonic.
Yeah, they were playing Sonic Advance 2 earlier while we were pre-show. And Pippi enjoyed watching Sonic.
I'd say it's like up amongst Springwatch for her favourite things to watch. She was engaged.
So yeah, if you want to send us an email or Facebook us, the email is podcast@geekscodex.net. The Facebook is facebook.com/geekscodex, I think. They're all, if you've downloaded this, you probably know where to find us. And throw us a message suggesting what we should pick to speedrun. If I just get a bunch of random ones, we'll just pick randomly. If we actually get requests for the same thing.
If we get one, we'll do it.
So throw us a suggestion. We've also got a Discord, which there's a link to in the SoundCloud where this exists.
Do you like League of Legends?
Do you like League of Legends? Because our community likes League of Legends.
Our community?
They are. They're a community. They all listen when we eventually put a podcast up.
Do they?
They do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they're using the Discord. Hey, Jamie. He'll suggest something for us to speedrun.
It'll be League.
It'll be League. How do you speedrun League? Can you? Oh, I didn't try and Google how do you speedrun Eve. So I'm playing Eve right now. You speedrun Eve, someone has.
Really?
Essentially, it's the idea of speedrunning is getting from zero on a new character to all skills at level 5, of which they sunk nearly $200,000 into skill injectors. So they could just be like, zero and done.
Wow.
I was like, well, I can't speedrun this game. You need to spend money for this.
It's like the full games in Horse.
Yeah.
What point in my life I spent quite a lot of time researching on the quickest way to train your foal up to get the most like learning potential.
It's exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
So moving on. That's Awesome Games Done Quick or Summer Games Done Quick. They're on Twitch or on YouTube. Check them out. They're worth a rewatch now that you've missed it. But the next event should be August, I think.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass it back to you before I go, because I got mobile games to talk about, because I'm a filthy casual. We'll come back to that.
I was going to say the other major story concerning casuality.
Yeah.
New Nintendo consoles coming out.
Yeah, what do you mean concerning casual? That's why I left mobile gaming for after. This is a major story. In fact, when they first announced the Switch, when we were meant to podcast but didn't, Phil had a huge 180 and been, I'm super excited, 5 minutes later going, this is going to be fucking bollocks.
That's because you saw the trailer and no one had the trailer.
But it still makes sense. I don't understand how people aren't getting what Nintendo are churning out. Like, it's not... Anyone that assumed it was going to be anything close to a PS4 you can put in your pocket is living in a fantasy realm that even I am not delusional enough to join them in.
No one thought they were going to do that. So people thought they might have done, like, a phone or a tablet that was networked into a larger, higher-end system, maybe.
Yeah, Nintendo have always made amazing handhelds. You can't ever not say that Nintendo's handhelds are fucking fantastic.
It's not even a Nintendo handheld.
It is. It's now a hybrid.
No, is it a Shield?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Why is that a bad thing?
Because I could just buy a Shield from...
Yes, but your Shield will not play Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, nor will it play the Super Mario game we are almost definitely getting at launch when they confirm it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, now that there is a Super Mario on the iPhone...
Yeah, a watered-down experience that costs £8 for an auto-running game. No, that's not going to replace Super Mario World.
That's the new Nintendo.
It's not.
It is the new Nintendo. No. Before they start making pachinko machines, that's the new Nintendo. It's going to happen. But the point is after Pokemon Go, Nintendo realised they could make money doing nothing.
You say that, I don't know why you're so cynical about Nintendo. I don't know how to argue it, because I don't know why you think they're cynical.
NES Mini.
Yeah, they panned into the nostalgia crowd. That made a bunch of money, but it's not a primary run of the consoles. It's a glorified peripheral.
The NES Mini is what essentially is an emulator.
Yeah.
It's a Raspberry Pi. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
people are already making them. Nintendo should cash in on all people playing ROMs. Fuck it. Like, the amount of ROMs that I've... Won't finish that sentence.
Balls.
But I figure they deserve at least £50 off me for a NES Mini. One, it looks awesome, so you can actually put it on your desk, plug it in HDMI, don't have to worry about dealing with the NES half the time anymore. Comes with Mega Man 2. So already, I've saved myself a bunch of effort having to plug my actual Nintendo into my actual television, because converting it to HDMI is a problem, getting the aerial to work is a problem. If I want to play a NES game, it's a pain in the ass right now. Then I can emulate it, but then I'm playing with like a Logitech control pad. This way, I get the joy of having an actual Nintendo NES control pad and its HDMI, and it's only £50. For a console? I mean, come on. Yeah,
it's not a console.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
It's not a console.
It's not a console. What's it do? It plays video games. Uses a controller.
Your phone plays video games.
It doesn't have a controller.
Can't get one. You can get
a... Then it becomes a console.
Oh, okay. Second, you add controller.
The Shield is a console.
The Amazon Fire Stick.
Not a console.
Has a controller.
Doesn't play games.
Does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe you just saw me on the Fire Stick. You see how easy it is to like things?
The Wii are.
Oh, that control's terrible. No. No. Except that control is just the CDI all over again. No.
It's a controller.
And yes, the CDI was a console. No one likes to admit that, but it was and it sucked. I'm just trying to look for the Fire Stick controller now. Was that the actual... that's a Spree Switch controller. What does it play? It
plays...
Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
You don't need that controller for Flappy Bird. It's like an Xbox-level controller.
I'd like to point out, though, Flappy Bird is a more legitimate game than Mario Run is, because Flappy Bird has had an arcade release.
Flappy Bird doesn't exist anymore. Knockoffs of it exist.
No, the official Flappy Bird.
Did they bring it back?
Arcade release.
I never got into the hype for Flappy Bird, so I don't care.
How many arcade releases have there been for Mario Runner? How many arcade releases have there been for Flappy Bird? One.
Mario had an arcade release.
No, not Mario Runner.
Not Mario Runner, no, but the franchise.
You can't build
the Mario franchise versus a single game of Flappy Bastard.
Flappy Bastard. That's the Norman version.
Yeah, it is. Flappy Bastard. One hand on an arcade cabinet, other hand on a pint. Where you whip it in your flat cap. Playing Flappy Bastard.
Instead of the pipes, they're industrial chimneys.
Flappy Bastard trademark, Geeks Codex 2017. Copyright, all rights reserved. I'm making this game.
You totally could in one of those like 5-minute make your own Flappy Bear clones.
And I'm just going to give him a flat cap. And a whip it. Flappy whip it.
Flappy whip it.
Yeah. That's the sequel.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're actually jumping farm fences.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I've made a game. I'm like Steve Jobs. Yeah, I'm looking at the Amazon Fire Stick thing. And all I'm thinking, all it's reminding me of is the Ouya. You remember that? Sorry, I was done with the joke, we're moving on. Oh, yeah, it looks like the Ouya. Remember that?
Yeah.
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 That was a console.
Yeah, it was.
Shite.
Yeah, the controller.
It's an Android console. It was everything the Shield was without the awesomeness of being mobile. See, that's what it was missing. If you could take Amazing Frog with you wherever you went, Ouya probably would have done much better. I know, I would have bought one.
But people didn't like the controller.
No, controller's terrible. Anyway, I still don't think that this means that the Switch is going to be bad. It's coming with Skyrim. It's got Skyrim. It's got a new Mario game.
Your phone can play Skyrim.
It's got Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is like the only game Nintendo ever need to release to ever make money ever again, at least for the next 5 years.
But you could just buy that on the Wii U.
They didn't even release a mainstream Zelda game for the Wii U until they released this one that's going to be a crossover with the new platform anyway. So they had an entire console generation without a new Zelda game.
Yeah.
You put a new Zelda game on the Switch, done. And just re-release all the other Zelda games over a 5 year period. You've got the Zelda console.
Yeah.
Maybe drop a Mario on it. Maybe drop a Metroid on it. You've already won the money you need.
Yeah.
So if Nintendo give us more than Zelda and the occasional Mario on a console that's going to cost £250, believe me, that is the price you'll have in the morning when you get to work. It will be £200 basic, £250 for the Elite bundle with the extra with the bigger hard drive in. Guarantee it now. That is what every other rumor mill has been saying. There is no way that Laura Dale is wrong about this. She's been right about every other rumor she's released prior to the Switch release. It is going to be 250.
It's going to be hilarious if it isn't.
It's going to be like, how did you get everything else right and fuck up on the price?
You're like a Nintendo. Nintendo.
It's going to be 250. I'm going to pre-order it immediately for 250. That's a Zelda machine that I can, you know, sit in bed with and play Zelda without having to worry about dealing with extra cables, without having to deal with like the fucking range. You know how difficult it is to keep playing a game like Smash Brothers on the Wii U pad while you go to the bathroom? It hates walls. Wow. It hates walls.
It's funny that.
What, you pretend that? You think no one's buying the Wii U going, great, now I can poop and play? That's like half the reason people bought it, at least in America.
And then the 3DS came out, and then the new 3DS came out.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, great, no, I don't even need the Wii U. Like, Pokemon and Smash Brothers on the same machine? It's getting a Pokemon game. Pokemon Stars is coming out on Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Pokemon Go?
No.
There you go.
It's Pokemon.
It doesn't matter.
Remember the series that Pokemon Go is based off of that is superior in every way, shape, and form? What? That people are still playing?
Pokemon Go is an original license for it.
It's going to be good, guys. The hype train doesn't have brakes. They were never installed. My body is ready. The fact that the actual thing is a control pad with buttons on either side, it's one more step away from the Wiimote motion bollocks of the last two generations. Even the Wii U didn't fully get away from its motion-based crap, because it's still like, oh, look, and player 2 uses a Wiimote. It's like, no, I want to throw them in the bin. Give me not Wiimote stuff, which is great, because hopefully there'll be no sign of a fucking Wiimote in the presentation tomorrow.
Oh,
and it will just be Joy-Cons and different peripherals that they make you buy that still look like an Xbox pad, even though it's got a Nintendo logo on it. I'm fine with that. Better yet, give me a GameCube pad that's wireless. Give me a WaveBird.
Not happening. You know what they'll do? They'll go, oh, and just one last thing, this presentation. The controllers. They've got sensors in them.
Do you have any idea how happy a WaveBird controller would make me?
Infinitely.
I mean, I get all controllers are wireless now. That makes sense. But why can't I just have the GameCube pad back that's wireless? Love the WaveBird. And you can't buy a WaveBird online without it. It's paying like £100 on a WaveBird now.
Yeah.
Because they were awesome.
You know what else you could do? Just play with a wire.
Yeah, but again, I want to sit further away from my TV than... That's the one problem with the NES Mini. It's a good job it's going to be sat next to my computer screen on my desk because like you've got 6 inches of cable. followed by another 6 inches of cable into the TV. It's like, wow, you really went for the old like Famicom setup. Because the Famicom had that same problem. It wasn't until they released it in other territories that the NES had longer control cords.
Yeah.
So, it's weird they went back to that. But again, nostalgia. That's how Nintendo remember it.
And it's cheaper and it saves them on cable.
Yeah. But you can plug them into Wiimotes, which would be great if I didn't hate the Wiimote. That means you can use it on the virtual console.
What I always wondered about was is why I didn't put a bloody Wiimote port on the fucking Wii U pad.
I know, right? It made all the sense. Because the only thing you're going to plug into it is a control pad that's not as good as the control pad you're holding.
Yeah.
Apart from the NES pad, which is the first one that made any real sense.
Yeah.
And the Wii U already came with an actual like adapter for GameCube pads, which was like... That made me the happiest. That's the best peripheral I've bought for a console in the last 5 years, easily. Might be the only peripheral I've bought for a console in the last 5 years.
The best peripheral you bought for a console was the ability to play with an older controller.
Yes! Because controls have already hit the peak, they're only getting worse. Who needs virtual reality? Oh my god. VR. I'm just going to have myself a virtual GameCube pad in a virtual world where I sit on a virtual couch and play a virtual game of Smash Brothers Melee online.
And it's still too far away. Yeah. Resolution, you can't get it high enough to be able to be closer.
It'll be like the old days.
Oh, I wish I had a Wavebird adapter.
Virtual Wavebird. It still doesn't make sense. They're doing a Smash Brothers port, though. For the Switch, which means it give it like 2 months to release and then another month or two for them to put the ports of stuff out. I could officially just put my Wii U in the bin. Like, doorstop. Because I don't throw any consoles away because I have to collect them all because I'm a hoarder. But it'll be the hoarder's version of the bin, which is a plastic tub under my bed. Which is where the NES, the Super Nintendo, the N64, the Mega Drive, the Sega Saturn.
Poor Sega Saturn. Get the Sega Saturn out.
It's got one good game and I don't own it.
Which one?
Panzer Dragoon Saga.
No, it's got the three good games.
Panzer Dragoon Saga, Panzer Dragoon, Alien vs. Predator.
Not even.
Alien Trilogy. D.
Stop it.
Sega Rally.
Stop it.
Well, so missed. Obviously missed. What else do I own? I don't even own Virtua Fighter. I should probably get that.
Yeah you should.
I remember the Sega Saturn, kids. That console that was released worryingly somewhere in between the Mega Drive and the Dreamcast. Two consoles which are infinitely better.
Don't forget the 32X. Oh, yeah.
32X. And I've got a Sega CD.
There you go.
I've got a Sega CD-1.
Ooh.
And a Sega Mega Drive 1. Both, again, under the bed in the plastic box.
Yeah.
Where I have... Do I even have Sonic CD? No, but I do have the CD version of Golden Axe.
You don't have Sonic CD? Where,
no.
You don't have the best soundtrack game ever?
Yeah, because Sonic Boom is awesome.
It is. That's why they keep having to bring it back.
Sonic Boom. Yeah, that's so good. Love that one.
Yes.
The one game I did want for the Mega CD, which I never picked up, was a Hideo Kojima game.
Oh, it's not Scanners.
Close though.
What's it called? Don't tell me. No, it's called... they even did a chibi version. Really weird. I know it's called Dead Army. It's gonna break my brain. It's the Blade Runner ripoff. It's cool.
Oh my god, that price has
skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's never gonna not be cheap.
First result on eBay for it is boxed. It's the PAL version, which is the one I need, and it is £354. Yes. 99 pence. And the game was called Snatcher.
Snatcher XD.
Yes, it's it was also released on PS1, apparently.
Yeah.
Not in Japan, at least. Yeah. Okay. What? Snatcher, Mega CD, PAL, Sega game, £26, 31 watching. That's going to go way fast.
Mega CD, apparently, is also the PAL one, at least, or the translated one, is the definitive edition. Which is why it's such a pain to get.
It's got a Metal Gear Mark II in it as well, which wasn't seen again until Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, where they used the same design again. Because everyone's like, no one played Snatcher, they'll never know that it's from another game. The internet exists, Kojima. You know, it's full well, you made Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
Which is all about memes.
Yeah. Memes.
Memes. Thank Memes in Metal Gear 2.
Memes. Speaking of Kojima, you see that other Fallout trailer to...
No, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently if you play them side by side,
yeah,
they sync up.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Because, yeah, Kojima, do that cool stuff. Please bring Snake back.
Not happening.
I miss Snake.
What's going to happen?
I never got my definitive, like, solid Snake game.
You know what they should do? You should release a game where the main character is called something like Cobra.
But you know what? They did release the definitive version of Metal Gear Solid that I always wanted, the not quite HD, but at least better than the original, and everyone else hates it apart from me.
Oh, is that Twin...
Twin Snakes on the GameCube, the best console of every generation. The GameCube was the best console.
Not the best
console. Billy Hatcher. Metal Gear Solid 2 Twin Snakes. Billy Hatcher. The one good Sega game that was released on that console. Sorry, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. Sorry, Sonic Adventure DX, which I own both of those as well. Also, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door. Animal Crossing. Wind Waker.
It did have a lot of good games.
It had so many of 13.
Yes.
Need I go on?
how many Tekkens were on it?
Tekken? Tek what?
Tekken. Tekken. How many Street Fighters?
None. How many Rogue Squadrons, you ask? What was that? Rogue Squadron? Two. Two Rogue Squadron games. Each one better than the last.
What, including the Rogue
Squadron? Oh, yeah, because it continued. Rogue Squadron 2, so good. Rogue Squadron 3, mind-blowing. Back to 5, you know how to make a space game. Oh, God, the GameCube is the best console. I mean, I don't know why I wanted it. Capsule Force. Oh, my God. Gacha Man. What do you want? Zoids. 5 Zoid games. None of them released in the UK.
Yeah.
None of them released in the US. All in English.
That's Japan for me.
3 Gundam games, at least.
If the GameCube is the best console...
Yeah.
And the Wii is essentially an upgraded GameCube...
It's not the console, it's the library.
It has all of the GameCube library.
It does.
And the Wii library.
But you take off all the points for the waggle stick.
You don't even have to use it.
And whatever dark possession took over Billy while he was playing Red Steel the first time. I'm pretty sure he was possessed by a demon and it never left him.
What?
Yeah. You sat playing Red Steel at one point in my house and I was doing something on the internet and I wasn't looking over at the TV. At one point, I turned around and he was just like, I had no idea what happened to him.
You were the possessed version of Mr.
You ask him about that when next time you see Billy.
Yeah.
Listeners, talk to Billy. You'll know him. So what happened with Red Steel? He'll tell you.
Did you ever play Red Steel 2, do you know?
No.
Because that had improved waggle control.
Did it?
Yes.
No, I didn't even play Link's Crossbow Training. I had a Zelda logo on the box.
Wow.
Yeah, so I avoided that like the plague. Like, no, I'm not buying into your motion sensing. Although I still want to vibe.
Yeah. That's different, though.
It's got 2 waggle sticks. Yeah. And a headset.
Double waggle.
Dual wielding.
Dual waggle.
That's what the Wii was missing. No one likes a nunchuck.
You could, in certain games, you could use two.
Yeah, it had a sensor, it went click, so you could go like that. It's like, it's on or off. I shouldn't have to move this much of my wrist for an input. How do you speedrun a game with a waggle stick? You don't.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there is speedruns done.
Nope, there's nothing here about speedrunning on the Wii.
I think there is. Nope. Look for it.
Now I'm looking, and now the Wii is just removed from history. It goes GameCube and then Switch. That is how Nintendo will choose to remember history.
It is how they will choose to remember
history. It's how I choose to remember history as well.
They'll remember the Wii because it made the money.
They'll remember a bunch of money came to them, and I'll forget why. I guess we sold more Zelda games this quarter. Yeah, well done, Nintendo. That's a lot of Zelda. Eggmore. I'm just excited because we haven't done this yet on the podcast, which means that eventually I'm going to get a full Zelda episode because Breath of the Wild will be released. I'll be like, so Breath of the Wild's amazing, and then remember all the other Zelda games that kick ass? This is going to be a 24-hour episode.
Yeah.
Let me cover each in depth. Okay. Deep lore.
Reasons to remember the Wii. No More Heroes.
Okay.
Mad World.
Okay.
And one of the Mario Karts.
Okay.
It was not the right one.
Reasons to forget the Wii. The waggle stick. Red Steel. Whatever passed for shovelware on the Wii. Oh my God, the shovelware.
That was mostly the PlayStation 2's fault.
You want to know the final nail in the coffin for the Wii?
Were you?
Metroid of the Rem.
But
when it was announced, everyone declared, Nintendo hath won E3 this year. Amazing, they're back on form. I can't believe we got a new game and we're getting Donkey Kong and we're getting all this other stuff. And then they released Other M. And immediately we went, no, we revoke that win. Yeah. Nintendo, try harder next time. And that's why we got Federation Force.
Have you heard the reviews for Last Guardian?
No, because I don't own a PS4. So I can't possibly play it.
Don't.
Okay, good. I won't buy a PS4.
It's that thing where everyone went, you spent the best part of 15 years making this game.
Couldn't you just release an up-resed Ico?
They did that already.
Again.
And even more. No, apparently, they spent
This is going to be a Wind Waker thing, where like everyone's like, oh, it's not good, and then like 10 years from now, it's like, it's the best in the series.
No.
Because Wind Waker wasn't appreciated.
It's a series that has Shadow of the Colossus in. And they aren't going to beat that with a giant dog.
I don't know. I mean, it's just lots of giant people, isn't it?
No.
Brief review. Shadow of the Colossus. Lots of really big people.
Giant people.
Yeah.
I need to finish. You stand a few of them.
Ico.
Yeah.
Ico.
And then
Ico. Ico.
I think it's Ico.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, thanks for making it a stupid pronunciation, guys.
Ico.
Almost certain it's Ico.
Doesn't really matter.
Because Ico is how I wouldn't say it normally, and I'm pretty sure I've been corrected online by people.
Well, you know what, online people?
You don't know anything. Yeah. Stop listening.
Japanese ghost girl podcast. Or just a normal British human.
Yeah.
Normal British human.
Yeah, take that.
It doesn't count for much these days.
Hashtag Brexit.
I was going to say the same thing. I was like, I don't really get political.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
Bag of
hashtag. There we go.
I feel like we should have some like ending game music at the end of our shows. I was thinking more of the, what was it, the merry one, the by Switch. I've been joined by
Paul.
And that's the lot. We'll be back in time, insert variable here, with another episode about Thing, insert variable here. Maybe I'll have a Switch.
Ooh.
That would ghost. Assume there's been... Oh, ghost. Ooh. Spooky ghost.
Oh, explosive.
But same codex time, same codex channel. That time, no one knows. That channel, here, I assume.
Somewhere.
Until SoundCloud stops being a thing. Which we all said it'd be dead by now. And look at it. I'm still paying for it. You're welcome, SoundCloud. You're welcome.
I mean, to be fair, we could even put up content between then and now, but
capture the frag.